This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
Woot.
Woot, woot. We're like a week and a day from Christmas. Oh, I'm so excited.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
everyone.
Merry Christmas, Vinny. Merriest of Christmases.
Mm-hmm.
Great to see everybody out at Alice in Winterland on Friday night. Well, that was a big night. It was a great night.
Huge.
Yeah. My husband cannot stop talking about Andy Grammer.
He was great.
He was so good. It was just him and a guitar player. The guitar player was super, like, just delicious noodles. Oh, my God. More of that. He was great. I just really liked that set a lot. It's just like happy and friendly and good energy. It was great.
I was talking to his record rep.
Oh, DJ?
Yeah. And
I haven't seen DJ in years.
I see him on Facebook, so I'm very familiar or up with him. But he was saying Andy Grammer's like, I think it's a little bold to say the next Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's up for...
That's quite a comparison.
...doing film songs.
Yeah.
And
he has sort of like a throwback, or like a retro sensibility, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Kind of classically crafted things.
But they're saying that, he's on the record label. I think it's Hollywood Record that's owned by Disney. Mm. So mm-hmm. he's like...
Why
in
wouldn't
their stable.
They use them? Right.
So we'll see if that's
the prize
that
horse
materializes. But I was really like pleasantly surprised, not only by his show, but to hear that, I'm like, man, this guy's coming up.
Yeah.
And really nice. You were, I think.
I didn't get to meet him.
Yeah.
No.
Vinny and I got to meet him and take a picture, and you just.
Easy.
He's got it.
Yeah.
He's just got it.
I love
you know?
That. People who are just kind of easy with the, like, confident because they're about to walk out there and crush it. I really
like Haven was really cool too.
Oh, she was great.
So nice. Like I really.
We're talking about Alice in Winterland. Yeah, if you don't know,
Haven Madison was the opening act, and not everyone got to see her. You know, that starts early. It starts at 8, and people are still getting into their seats and stuff. But by the end of her set, most people were in there, and she was really fun on stage. But backstage, she was just. Like the energy was great. She was just a.
She was happy to be there.
She was.
It was a big show for her.
18-year-old. Yeah.
Her mom was great.
Oh, you met her mom?
I think that was her mom back there. I don't know.
It might have been her handler. I don't know. Maybe
I didn't meet
her
mom.
I thought it was her mom, but
could have been.
Might have been.
Whatever. Some older lady.
Yeah. Older Southern.
You know what I saw the other day was Colby Calais out of nowhere. In a video with a guy that I'm familiar with, a musician I'm familiar with, his name's Donovan. But anyway, she's there singing and I'm like, where'd that chick go?
Yeah.
It was one of those weird. And then when I saw the video, I was like, I almost boned your person.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's what you reminded me of, the mom or the handler. I almost boned her handler.
What?
And Sarah
we're doing
just
a...
rained all over that, but it was almost happened.
He was trying to make time with Colby Calais' manager. Meanwhile,
trying or was I?
Well, you were trying to. She was trying to leave.
No,
we were trying to do a show, and you were trying to not be on the show.
Benny, look at me. Was it on?
That girl liked me.
Okay.
Not that much. They didn't hook back. She was mysteriously absent after Colby Calais was done playing at our gig. I think it was a secret show, and we're like all of us. It's like me, you, Zat. I can't even remember who else was on the show.
Oh, I would have run away from that crew as well.
We're all on there, and wait, it's like, where's anybody know where Vinny is?
Yeah, oh. Chatting up the hot chick.
Yeah, like doors and doors away, halls and doors away. Just like, I'm busy in here. So we send the interns out because we had those at the
they
time.
They need you up front. I'm I'll be right there. Can you give me one
right
second?
Now, they're on yelling for you. Where is that guy?
Trying to get this lady's phone number.
That was
Thank
fun.
You.
But Colby had just recently destroyed a bathroom, so that was...
Well, that wasn't... I didn't bring it up for that reason.
But I love that part of the story, though, because there's, you know, there's Vinny making time with the one lady, and then Colby comes out and is like, do not go in there.
Aw.
No,
oh,
she didn't say that. But
no,
But we could... We were like, oh, my God, don't go in there.
Anyway, back to Winterland. Oh, okay. Yes, I thought Haven was a delight.
Yeah.
Super cool to meet her. Very tall.
Very, very tall.
Very tall.
She's like a stick of wheat.
She's like a model.
Yeah.
And
well,
we did
was,
a nice...
you know, we did do some modeling poses together.
And they're up on the Facebook page. There are pictures that we took at Winterland if anybody wants to see them. Also at the Alice Radio Instagram, there's some pictures too.
Yeah. We put them all over the place.
Good audience. Crowded. First time I've been at an event since...
Yeah, forever.
A long time, like 15 years. So getting used to people walking. People were so nice and friendly.
Oh,
and
my God,
just
I know our listeners
said
are the
welcome
best.
Back and all that.
It was fun. My favorite part of the night, though, was when the stagehand was like, you can't be here. We're like, but we're doing the... We're doing
I
the
told
another.
You to stay stage left. I said that to both of you on the way
that
out.
That was my fault.
Okay. Oh.
Easy. I'll take the blame for that. It was full on
that.
My fault.
It was just funny. I look over, I'm like, what's happening? Are we getting shooed?
I felt like there were a lot of us, and I started moving over to make room. You know what I mean? Like, there were a few, like, it wasn't just you and me. It was, I had...
You had Edie, and Maddie was waiting to get introduced.
Adorable, by the way.
You know, those kids.
Thank you.
She's walking in with Deep... She's on Deepak's back, and just, and, like, turned around.
How great is Deepak? Like, that guy.
I want him to be my new best friend.
I know.
He's awesome. Anyway, I it was my fault. I totally... Oh. One of the things that's funny...
I didn't realize that there was a thing going on.
I've been on, like, I don't know how many stages. Oh,
Bazillion,
since I've been doing radio since I'm 19. They turned on the floodlights for the stage, and I couldn't see into the audience
I agree.
At all.
I was going like this the whole time. I'm like, I cannot see the audience. I just, you know...
I didn't... It wasn't that I hated it. Well, I couldn't see the audience, so I kind of hated it. But I also have never had that happen, so I actually found myself... looking into the sun and just going, I don't...
That's so funny.
I can't see.
Oh, yeah. I just
trying to get
like,
past the...
I had to read all the cards and stuff. I put the card. I'm like, I can't. I just can't. I want to see the peoples. Turn on the room lights.
We weren't used to that for sure. But other than... everything was great.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy.
God, was
everything
awesome.
Was great. And you know what?
What?
I got to talk to Jane. She does a couple shows and had to get up the next day and go to another show. Like in Portland.
Oh, right.
And I just
all
thought,
the Christmas shows are
holy
happening.
Holy free holies.
Mm.
And speaking of, One Republic from the stage, this is the second time I've heard it, was like, this is our last show of the year.
Right. It's like they wind up with us every year.
And while it was cool because I just kind of, you can imagine as he described the last month, China and all over the, like all over the globe. And he's, whoa.
I know.
And now you get to finish this last song, get in whatever transpo you got, and go back
right.
to wherever
you
call
year.
Home. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, they had family there. It was a big show for them. And here's the thing I loved about them, and they did this, they posted about this as well, how happy they are to do radio shows and like how much they love radio. I just thought that was really, that's just cool.
I think most bands of a certain age, the goal was always to hear your songs on the radio. It wasn't about stream. You didn't dream to have be streamed.
No.
Now guys do, girls, people. But I just mean, people of a certain age, it was about hearing your song on the radio, knowing the the coverage is wide.
Yes. Well, and just like over. to be randomly listening to the thing you've been listening to your whole life, and all of a sudden you're on there. Like, yep. what a day that must be. What a moment in your life. I tell you, I always think about Ed Sheeran with that. He was like the first radio station in America to play my song. And it's Jane. He used to sit in Jane's office and just like play with Legos, like for hours, almost like he had nothing to do that day, like before the show. So he'd just go hang out with Jane. Jane'd be in there working,
pretty sure
listening
that was,
to stuff.
Pretty sure that was before his hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, no, yes. Yeah. These were early days, Van. These were the, you know, beginning days.
Right.
He was like, oh, well, these guys play my song on the radio, so I'll just go there and just hang
and
out.
And stay.
She's all like, yeah, all right, good. Sit down.
Artists are always great on their way up and on their way down.
Oh.
Then you don't hear from them when they're super famous.
Yeah. If they're not great on the way up, they have trouble. Because if you, goodbye, Duffy. If you have one hit and you make the assumption that you don't have to be nice to anyone in the gigantic support system that makes music happen or used to make music happen. I don't know. Things have changed. People will be like, oh, that person's, I don't have good warm feelings toward that person. Ed Sheeran comes and sits, I'm like, that guy is regular. He's a regular, nice person. He's super, like, grateful for the things that happen. Doesn't feel that everything needs to happen to him because he's just him. Like, well, I just, oh, my God, her attitude. Oh,
he, terrible. In particular, was someone, I don't remember, I wasn't around for watching him play with Legos. I probably would have been like, what are you doing? Get off that lady's floor, you dork. But
like, oh.
He's kind of a dork.
He's take dorky. My hand. Let me help you into the other room. Leave her alone. She's working.
No, it's okay, Vinny. I'm babysitting today.
But he was someone I remember being backstage for one of our events where he was standing side stage
waiting,
on the stairs,
yeah,
waiting by himself with his guitar, no people. As we walked up to introduce him, he's like, hey, how you doing? Just absolute. And then he went out there and like tore the roof off the place. And you go,
that was a Winterland, wasn't it?
That quiet storm over there became that? That little...
That was the first time I'd seen that looping thing, the looping pedals. He would just put together whole songs right on the stage.
Yep.
And he'd be like kind of talking to the audience as he was putting each part together to loop and loop and loop. It's like a little recording looper. I don't even know how to describe it. Either know what I'm talking about or you haven't seen it.
It's neat because...
It's really cool.
He could just as easily have a band or play the backing track.
Yeah.
But instead, he builds it right before everybody, and you really are
magical,
part of that.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, live
music.
So
did you stay the night or did you go home?
We wound up going home.
Okay.
I had a drink at dinner, and then hours went by, so I was like, well, I'll drive us home.
Man, that storm hit hard on the way home.
I was so... actually semi-bummed that we had left. I was like midway home going, I can't, the lines on the, it was so wet. My windshield wipers couldn't keep up and the road was flooded. I'm like, this could be a disaster.
The apps actually did us right that time. They said 11 and it was 11.
Yeah, literally 11.
In the car at 11, like, oh, great.
Yep.
Fudge.
I was the last one of us to, you know, I left last and walked out into the rain and immediately forgot where I parked my car.
Oh,
and
no.
Walk like three blocks
in
the wrong direction.
Oh, no.
In Oakland, wearing a silver shiny back.
Oh, no.
Jacket.
Oh, you didn't have another jacket either?
Hit a couple places I probably shouldn't have been walking. Had a couple run-ins with some screaming folks. And, ended up home like a wet puppy.
Ugh.
Jacket's still okay, though, everybody.
If you're good. Thank goodness. Phew.
Yeah.
Phew.
That's got a few more wears in it.
Yeah.
But I will say my DMs and our texts here blew up. Vinny,
DMs.
People worried about you with the storm, and I'm sure you'll hit that later, but everybody was like,
there's,
Vinny,
well,
is Vinny okay?
Long ride
there's
home.
Nothing. No. He's talking about the tornado.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
A tornado.
Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know.
This is like the first tornado we've ever had.
I don't know how that happens. That was
wind.
It's weird. I I had thought, because, you know, I've gotten a storm warning of some kind. I don't know what it was, but I wasn't paying attention to it at the time. I was in my house. I thought that was the tornado warning, but it turns out there was no tornado warning for Scotts Valley, apparently.
Mm.
Maybe I'm wrong. I've seen mixed reports specifically. In fact, the tornado warning was for San Francisco.
Right, I saw that.
And there was no tornado in SF.
Right.
But we had one in Scotts Valley, and it flipped cars with people in their cars.
Oh, my God.
You haven't seen any of this footage?
No, I haven't.
The footage on the street.
I heard about the report that it was going to happen in San Francisco, and then it didn't. I didn't hear that you got a touchdown at your house.
It happened at Scotts Valley, and it flipped car. It hit on a main street across town from me.
Oh.
So my town is maybe 12,000 people at the most. Maybe. And there's two main streets. And one of the main streets was filled with cars as it was, I think, Saturday midday. This thing was flipping cars with people in them. And all the footage is of people in the parking lot surrounding the main street, like rolling video and just
There next to it.
There was nowhere to go.
Oh my God.
And you could just, the cuss words, I'm sure all the footage that all the news stations got, they went, we can't use any of the audio.
Just silence the audio and roll the video.
It's all people cussing.
It's just so incredible. Like, did you get the actual fun?
Look at that car. Flipped.
It's incredible.
Flipped.
And big cars, too.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Was there actually the cone? Was there the full on?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Tore down one of those trees that you couldn't possibly even get your arms halfway around. Tore it right out.
Huge redwood. Oh, look at that. Wow. That's a full funnel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was crazy. And I was in my house playing guitar. The missus and the kids and another friend of ours whose kid was having a birth, they were all in their cars trying to decide if they should go to this trampoline park in San Jose. And the storm was kind of on and off and they were sort of on the fence. And then they went, all right, let's go. They would have been in that area had they not decided to go, because that's the area where there's stuff to do or shopping or whatever.
Yeah, no, Saturday was a crazy weather day. I did not know about the tornado, but we ended up having a bunch of people over just because nobody had power. I'm like, all right, everyone's freezing at their house. I'm like, come over and...
On Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't get their power back until late on Sunday. It was just, because Saturday was a really blustery, crazy winds. And you just think, oh, God, please, new roof, stay on. Please.
Oh, the new roof's on.
Oh, it's been on. We just don't have the solar yet.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's multi-step process. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We have a lot to get to, and we'll do it right after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.